Not content with your content? You've come to the right place. The Discontent Show with Joe Kuzma. Every brand starts with a story. Here's how you can grow your business by sharing it. Now, with today's topic, the host of The Discontent Show, Joe Kuzma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Discontent Show. My name is Joe Kuzma. As always, love to welcome back returning listeners, and of course, with open arms, I welcome all new listeners. We're here to learn a thing or two about content marketing, and today it's about social media and the topic of the day. It seems like the topic all of the time is what can you do? And notice I'm going to say you. Today's topic is actually more of a me mentality, me, myself, and I, because you got to be selfish on social media sometimes. But you got to know when it's good to be selfish. It's a little bit of a mashup of some different topics I've had on the blog over at joekuzma.com for some of the readers. I get to elaborate on a few things. One of my topics from last month was, what does this do for you? And I had you in caps. I'm going to explain that here in a few moments. But I also have the three fundamental principles of promoting your brand or business on social media. And the reason I'm saying it's selfish or when it's good to be selfish is because sometimes, let's face it, social media is all about attention to yourself. You want attention. You're posting this stuff out here. You're using this as a marketing tool. You want attention. That's what marketing really is. Get the eyeballs focused on you, okay? So how do we do that? Because you know what? If you're doing it personally, you may be taking photos of, I don't know, your kids, grandkids, pets, car, vacation, food. You go out to eat. How many people take, man, I know some foodies, all they do is take pictures of their food, but that's not going to work if you're running a business, if you're selling a service or a widget. You just can't do that, okay? It would be nice, maybe, once in a while. And I know there's some businesses. Oh, man, it always seems to be people who maybe, and I hope I don't offend anyone out there, but they sell like windows or even car salesmen, for example. And all of these principles work for anyone, but I always see that it's like their me mentality is just, you see, hi, I'm whatever talking head with XYZ dealership, and I'm going to tell you why you need to buy a car here. You can't shout at people all of the time, okay? But what I mean by being selfish is I see the exact opposite with people that aren't just sales pitch on social media. What they do instead is they don't say anything about themselves. They share the weather forecast. They don't have anything to do with weather. Their product does nothing with weather. You sell pizzas. You do, I don't know, plumbing could deal with weather if you have, I don't know, broken pipe, flooding or something like that. But you get my point there. An electrician, a carpenter. I don't know what the weather forecast or posting something about a golf course or something necessarily does for you, unless you're doing work with that other business. You have a partnership, you have a collaboration, and then you're mutually benefiting by working together to further amplify that message, whatever that message may be. Okay. That's good stuff, of course. But if you go and you put something, this is the song of the day or a trivia question or something that has nothing really to do with your business. I know that people do this stuff. It's like the low-hanging fruit. It's just a cheap pop to try and get people to engage with your pages. And then they're gone. Fizzle, bang, pop. Okay, that's why it's called a cheap pop, because it's, boom, gone, just like that. You need to build something that's long-lasting and gets people to pay attention to you. And that's the part that's selfish. That's the me mentality right there. It doesn't hurt. I often share many things that I like. But what's the ratio of doing that versus any original content? What makes people come to you? What gives your brand, your Facebook page, your Twitter profile, your Instagram, what gives that? If you have a YouTube channel, maybe you do video too. I'm always never talking about video. I'm big on YouTube. Don't get me wrong. Video is great. I've talked about that in one of the previous episodes. But what brings people to you? What value proposition do you have for them to follow you? Well, there's three things you could do here. And I always talk about this. People make fun of me. People who know me, I tell them about the circus. P.T. Barnum had the greatest deal, the greatest gig going on, okay? Because maybe not everybody wanted to come see the elephants or the lion tamers or the chimpanzees. You got trapeze artists. You got trapeze artists. I don't know if they're artists. But, you know, you got the people on the trapeze. You've got clowns. You got a little bit of everything. Something for everyone, right? Young or old, male or female, anybody, right? You got to have the circus mentality. You also got to be careful what you put out there that could give your brand negative publicity. I'll try and cover a little bit of that as well, but that could be several topics all on its own. What you need to do is follow three principles. And these three things easily are inform, educate, entertain. I kind of put them in that order because informing is usually the easiest one. You have an event that's coming up. You're going to tell everybody about it. You've launched a new product. You have a new service. You're going to shout it from the mountain. However, if you shout it too much, it's like the little boy cried wolf. You can only say something's new, improved, or whatever, or make your sales pitch so many times before people kind of tune out to it. You kind of get to give them something else to latch onto. Now, certain types of events lend themselves to, you got to put it out there many times. Maybe it's 6 weeks down the road. You want to let people know on a weekly basis it's out there, but make sure that's not the only thing that you're posting about, because if you do that, you'll get tuned out because some people just aren't interested. Circus mentality, right? They're not there to see the clowns. They don't want to see that. Oh, I'll talk about the clowns when we get to entertain. Some people, that's all they want to do is tell jokes. That's not going to work either if you got like a certain type of presence that doesn't lend itself to telling jokes, doesn't lend itself to being funny. Maybe it's on a more serious aspect, but informing people of just the when, the where, the how. Does this cost anything to attend? Where can I buy tickets? What does it cost? I got a whole army of children. My family's huge. No, not me personally, but these are what people were thinking. So you got to give them as much information as you can. Some people don't give anybody any information. Now, trust me, you could consolidate some of this. I didn't talk about this in the blog post, but I'm going to talk about it here. You don't have to put it all in a Facebook post. You don't want to. About 3-4 lines. It says see more and people start scrolling by. They always find ways to condense the timeline to fit as much information without showing all the information. So you got to grab somebody real quick with, I don't know, eye-catching photo, whatever it is that I mentioned in a previous episode about making your blog posts better, using picture-perfect photos. Those type of lessons are going to go hand-in-hand with this. When you're trying to inform, educate, entertain, as always, I say you got to lead people back to your website. That's the holy grail. On Twitter, you get, what, 280 characters? Doesn't give you a whole lot of time to do a who, what, when, where, why type scenario. If you post the poster on Facebook and then you want to put a paid ad behind it, you want to boost that, good luck, because if it has too much text on it, even your logo has text on it, it's going to cost you more money. So you almost have to have a generic photo. You want a blog post, you want a page or something for an event, a product launch, something like that, and bring people back. And then also if everything is well-formed, you have good SEO and those things, you'll be able to track. You'll be able to see if people actually came to you via social media, via Facebook specifically, and where. Because Facebook users have their details mostly filled out in their profiles. If they're in, I don't know, Texas, you'll know if somebody from Texas actually went to your website. Cool stuff, right? So, got to make sure you're drawing people back to your website. Take a listen to and look at the website over at joekuzma.com. I have the blog posts up. A lot of this information, good information, it all ties in together. But informing people, pretty basic. Sometimes all you need to do is a quick tweet on something, but sometimes you want to share a link, or you could do more, multiple things. Then share that event poster. Then you're mixing it up. You got different things going on, right? And you're not just drowning people and just shouting at them with the same message. Change it up, even change the wording, because you know what? Twitter's not going to let you post the same thing or tweet it out. Maybe a couple times you might get away with it, and then it'll say this is a duplicate. They don't want spam either. So be careful with that. Even if it's changing a word and putting a hashtag in front of it. I talk about content marketing sometimes. I talk about social media marketing. I will put a hashtag in front of marketing. It might be the same exact thing that I've already sent out. That gets you something different. And guess what? The hashtag will track. It might help you trend a little bit, get found by someone else, potential client or customer. It's good stuff. So don't forget about informing. Don't forget about sending people back to your website, because of course, I talk about this all the time, these social media posts, they're limited, they expire, and somebody's going to remember, well, you know what, so-and-so, they had this thing going on, or they were introduced this new widget, or they were talking about this, I can't find it on Facebook now, where is it? But if you go to their web, if you go to your website, and it's easily found right there, kudos to you, because now they've put two and two together. They linked your website to that social media post that initially got their attention, and now you have organic growth too when it comes to SEO. Let's talk about educating people, because this is more or less the big deal here. Aside from informing, which is real easy, you've got a blog, you've got a podcast, you're doing this type of stuff just like I am, and you want to educate people. You position yourself as an expert in your field by doing so, and you give people something of value. I mean, you go, if you got like a product that you're trying to sell on an event, you're trying to get butts in seats or get people to attend, make money that way, all the power to you, but some people are going to look at that and be gone. But how do you get people sometimes to come back, pay attention to everything that you have to say, or most of it anyways, if it pertains to them? It's by having relative content, having something good to come to your website, to follow you on social media when you have an update on said website. This is how you educate. It's different than informing someone. You're teaching them something. You're giving them a benefit. But again, make sure you're linking back to yourself. Now, every so often, you may have something within your field that's good. Let's just say it was podcasting. I talk about podcasting as somebody posts something. Talk about Spotify for a second, because they're making a real push to get into podcasts, right? They want a lot of people. They want a lot of podcasters like myself to be present. And I am now on Spotify, if some of you have it there, and it's a lot easier to listen to. Subscribe there, by the way. But Spotify, for example, they have this new thing coming out. Of course, I'm going to retweet that. I'm going to share that with my social media followers, because it's important, and it's right from the horse's mouth. There's no reason to repurpose all of that and put it up, unless I got a different take on it or I have an opinion on it. It's not going on my website. I tell you how there's ways I dislike Instagram, because I can't share something like that. There's some like hacky ways to reshare things on Instagram, but it's not cool. I think it's a little unethical, quite frankly. I talked about that on the blog and podcast in the past as well. So when you get into these type of things, and you know, you can't necessarily just repurpose it and make it your own unless you have an opinion on it, just share it. It's okay. But make sure it's not the only thing that you're doing. You still want people to think you have value. You just don't want to be an aggregator and you just reshare things that 10 other people end up saying. Because you know what ends up happening? I'll give you an example with sports. You got like beat writers. You got these insiders. They come up with the news. You're sharing the stuff from them. But why are people following you if all you do is share some other insider's information? They're just going to go right to the source and bypass you. So you got to make sure you become the source. Get it? Got it? Good. Awesome. It'll also help you shake up all of those inform shouting type deals. Lastly is entertaining. Oh boy, this could get out of control depending on your own personality, right? How do I best say this? You could turn off certain people by saying the wrong thing. You got to be very careful. Stay away from certain jokes and certain things that may be taboo. Politics, I'd never talk about. Religion, you kind of know it. Think of it as a politician. Who do you not want to offend? You might have some fun things, maybe some pictures of employees, company picnic, football Friday in the office. Things like that are fun. Here's the pet. We have a dog that always visits here. Maybe it's one of the owner's pets. Maybe it's somebody else who has a pet. They bring it in. It's socially acceptable. People love dogs. Cats. There's never enough cat photos on the internet, but you don't want to be like, I don't know, Joe's, I don't know, supply company or something, and all you're doing is posting pictures of cats when you're selling windows and doors and hardware and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's not why people want to follow your page. Every now and then, though, it gets lighthearted. It might get somebody to react or engage with you, leave a comment, like a post, retweet something. That's pretty cool then, because now you've opened up dialogue. But your entertainment, it's got to be like condiments. I hope you don't throw a ton of ketchup or mustard on something, over salt, your food. You got to think of it the same way. Just a little dash here or there is good enough with your entertainment. Like I said, it breaks up the monotony of yelling at people of bye, 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 or I'm the expert at this. It helps build rapport. Okay, now it doesn't always, it's not always going to work depending on what industry you're in, where you're coming from, but you'll find something that fits. I'm sure you will. But again, don't get too carried away. You don't want to destroy your credibility, especially you don't want any negative press. So think about it. If there's something that's questionable, if you're questioning it, it's probably a no. Just, I know I'm the guy who always says, why not? Ask yourself that question. Eh, probably not, right? Just because you're sharing someone else's amusing thing. The other thing is too, don't go and download some photo that somebody else is stealing their work, ripping off whatever that they did. Make sure it's your own. Make sure it's your own. That'll get you in hot water as well. So again, this is about being a little bit selfish. And in doing those things, it doesn't hurt to mention third-party products. But you got to be careful there, because if it's not something that you're specifically gaining a benefit from, you will be seen as endorsing it. Sharing it, sharing is caring, and that may be endorsing it. The worst is you don't maybe realize just how much weight your endorsement carries. You could be giving away free advertisement as well, cutting off your nose in spite of your face. So you have to be careful that anything you say or do has some type of weight with your audience. People follow you. You've built trust with them. I'm always careful too. Like, I don't want to represent a shoddy product or a shoddy service. I've even had advertisers with websites that I've said goodbye to, many of them, because it's made the website terrible to use. These are the decisions you have to make as a leader or a business owner. You got to think, what does this do for you? You just can't think, well, I'm spinning my wheels, I'm going to throw this dart at the board. Sometimes it's the why not mentality that I like. But generally speaking, you want to bring an audience to you, to your website, to your business. It's a funnel. Think of it that way. Social media is at the top of this thing, and we're sliding down the slide toward the bottom, where hopefully maybe it's a sale and it brings you money or whatever your goal may be. It's not always financially driven. I understand that. There could be multiple funnels. You could have multiple campaigns and strategies and different things. I've mentioned the local weather report. I think I had this on both of my blogs, to be completely honest, because it's just so bad that I've seen this with so many clients, or even when I pitch some people. You got to make sure too that you're consistent, because if you're sharing one thing one week and you're not sharing anything the next week, or you're just pulling stuff from out of left field, you don't want to come off as self-serving. I know it's the entire purpose of marketing. You got to be a little selfish, but if you use those three principles I was talking about, you inform. Informing sometimes really isn't selling. I can tell you that educating people on certain things isn't necessarily selling. Even if it's an infomercial, how many of you sat down on a weekend or a late night and caught an infomercial for something? They're selling you something, but guess what? You're learning. There's a benefit to actually watching it, and it may even get you to buy the product. So there is a fine line, but you got to make sure that these things are, they're going to help your bottom line in the end. And even if you mention something out of the goodness of your heart, sometimes it so happens that, hey, I like this place, I like this restaurant, I like this product, I use it. Trust me, there's things I endorse over on my website that I'm not getting any type of kickback for, but it's just a good product. It's reputable, and guess what? I'm doing all of you a service, not a disservice, by mentioning these other things. They don't necessarily do anything for me, but it's just being a good steward, because these are things you need to use in order to have a successful content marketing campaign strategy. All your efforts don't go to waste. Helps you be more streamlined, efficient, and effective. So think about, what does this do for you? Think about, inform, educate, entertain. You can mix those things up. You could probably write these things down right now. You may even have a dozen of them in your head right now. You put them somewhere like a project management tool. I've mentioned Trello. Some people, you can just use a spreadsheet and put some dates, do two columns or whatever, number them, and then jumble them up, move them around. And it doesn't hurt to share these things more than once. You can inform about the event multiple times. There's no sin in doing that unless you do it 8 times in the same day. Spread it out. Hopefully you started in enough advance that you could do it a couple times each week leading up to it. More frequent, obviously, if you're getting up to the day of, hey, it's almost the weekend. I'm going to do it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday while everything's still going on as well. So there's a frequency, there's a consistency. Mix it up, change the text, use photos, use video. There's all kinds of ways to juggle and make this, make something that, I'm talking about two blog posts here. You notice that? It's on a podcast. It's something new. You can repurpose these type of things. This will help you. Then you're not stuck just sharing cat photos. Although I said the internet could, there's never enough cat photos out there, right? Or cat videos. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the episode. You know where to follow me. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you here in just a few short moments. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you have any questions for me, head on over to joekuzma.com. Shoot me a message. Hey, maybe your topic will be next. I know there's a few people out there that have given it to me. Some more than others say I am their source, their main source for content here on the program. Maybe not for today's, but I'm sure in the near future, because you know what? I'm all about problem solving. And when you have a problem, I solve it. You're going to find it over here on the Discontent Show or over on the website, joekuzma.com. My name is Joe Kuzma, by the way. And until next time, I encourage all of the listeners here to be safe, be good, and I will catch you later. Hi, folks. This is Joe Kuzma. No, don't worry. You're not hearing things twice. I'm just here to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening to today's show and being a follower and subscriber of the Discontent Podcast. And I want to remind you that if you're interested in more information about all the various things it is that I do, whether it be about this show, content marketing, or you want to ask a question, you may visit me at joekuzma.com. That's joekuzma.com. Or you can follow me as well on Facebook. Make sure you get the page and not the personal profile. Sorry, it's only for friends and family. Also on Twitter at joe_kuzma, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Also, don't forget, if you haven't already, subscribe, whether that be on iTunes, YouTube, or your favorite podcast provider, so you don't miss out on any of the great episodes that we have. Once again, thank you again for your support, and I look forward, as always, to speaking and interacting with each of you again soon.